You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule. The people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith. Keep the faith. And remember who we are. We're the United States of America. And there's simply nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together. So let's act together. Preserve our democracy.
Call us Americans or Vespucciens. Doesn't matter here. Wiggins Vespuccia.
I've got a story that's from an anonymous source that's close to the Biden family. These kind of stories are sometimes a little bit ridiculous. I cite the story from The Atlantic that said that Trump was in France and looked at World War II memorials and said they were suckers and losers. That has been so debunked. And it was based on an anonymous source, kind of like this, where you go, oh, somebody close to the matter said this. Here's the difference, though, that the White House itself and Democrat leadership knows that's false, and they've run with it anyway, and the media has never really corrected anything. Whereas I will read this story to you, telling you ahead of time that it's an anonymous source and that I don't know who it is, and that if it comes out that this is false, that I'll report that too. Okay? Is that fair? But I think it's still worth reporting just in case. But I'm giving you the whole framework. Here it is. According to this source, Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, and an article written by George Clooney in the New York Times asking him to step aside was part of that plan. However, the higher-ups in the Democratic Party didn't count on Biden endorsing Harris right away, and Obama was shocked when Joe endorsed her, according to the insider. After Biden's ouster, Obama, who did not return a request for comment Wednesday from the New York Post, who's reporting on this. Actually, this is other sources too, but there's all kinds of links. Anyway, wanted Arizona Senator and former astronaut Mark Kelly at the top of the ticket. When the Democratic National Convention is held next month, the source said, Obama is furious things haven't gone his way, which is why he's not joining in the Democratic Party's support of Harris until yesterday. He did. But when this was written, he hadn't still. The Biden source added. And the reason that that apparently took so long is because Biden outmaneuvered him, probably Jill outmaneuvered him, and said that the Bidens were so mad at the Obamas for pushing Biden out that they said, fine, if you're pushing me out, then I'm going to endorse Kamala so that you can't get your preferred candidate in. That's the report. That's where we're at. Does it sound plausible to you? It does to me. But of course, we'll see. If I get facts otherwise, I will tell you about them. Here's another random report that I wanted to give you before we take a short break here. We're going to jump to Old Roy. We've got some assassination attempt conspiracies that I've never heard before. I'm going to kind of go over with him, see if you've heard these before. But speaking of the assassination attempt, actually, I'm not even going to link that. I'm going to let you do it. Politico has a report out saying that Kamala Harris faces greater security risks because she's a woman and a person of color, and the Secret Service is almost certainly taking that into account, said retired agent Jeff James. The Secret Service says that Kamala Harris faces a greater security risk because she's a woman and a person of color of getting shot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
No comment. Old Roy is here once again to discuss something that I'm surprised you and I haven't discussed. I mean, we've talked about it, but we on the air have not discussed the assassination attempt. And so I wanted to ask now, a couple weeks removed from it, is that a where were you when moment in American history?
For half the country, yeah.
Really? You think it's just Republicans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because You saw it right after it happened. There were already Democrats and media people downplaying. There was the one headline that they showed, Trump falls.
Oh, my gosh, right afterwards.
After a sound.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, there's already, and then I saw on a few days after, I was watching one of those stupid YouTube clip things, and it was somebody interviewing Biden supporters right afterwards, and they're all saying, oh, it was set up. Trump faked the whole thing. They don't care. It wasn't a serious enough injury that they even have to take it seriously in their mind. And, oh, he scraped his ear. Who cares? So my point is even right after it, while it's still fresh, there wasn't a coming together. There was already people saying this was a setup, it's a PR stunt, or it's not that serious, it's no big deal. Yeah, Joy Reid say it's no different than Biden getting COVID.
Wow. I don't think I saw that.
Oh, yeah. And so it's I think only half of the people, maybe a little more than half, because you'll have the Trump people and then the independents who are like, well, wait a minute now. But it's not going to be a universal, where were you when Trump was shot?
Okay. Yeah, I was headed the opposite direction. I really thought this was one of those, because even I would make the argument that even if you were the most rabid, froth at the mouth Trump hater, you would still remember the moment, but it wouldn't be the same for you.
Right.
Yeah, it would be almost like it would be a letdown mm-hmm. for you if you hated the man that badly, and which is what I talked about a couple weeks ago with Brad Young and replayed that on the show. Was if you had been calling him Hitler the whole time, nobody in their right mind would say, yeah, if you could go back in time, Twilight Zone episode, go back in time and kill Hitler, would you do it? Everybody goes, well, yeah, you should, like, morally justified. Mm-hmm. You should kill somebody who murders millions of people, Jewish people in concentration camps, mm-hmm. and wars that would be avoided and all the other things, right. You know? So, like, the sort of the moral argument for killing Hitler is almost moot. I mean, it's still like a what would you do mm-hmm. kind of podcast thing if you want to talk about it. And like I said, there is an actual Twilight Zone episode about that. Katherine Heigl goes back in time and she's supposed to be Hitler's nanny and she is tasked with killing the baby. That's her whole job. And she struggles with it because it's a baby.
Yeah.
And she keeps having things kind of get in the way, and anyway, it's an interesting episode. It was the 2002 version of Twilight Zone, not the original,
right?
Because Katherine Heigl is in it. If you figured that out, but the same thing is true. Like the moral argument that you're making beyond a script is yes, the world would be better off if Hitler had never been here, right? I mean, everybody agrees that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you've been calling Trump Hitler, you can't then turn around and say, well, good thing he survived.
Right.
Because you think he is Hitler manifest, so the world would be better off with him dead.
Right.
So all these people, leadership, media, whoever, now the super progressives, they never let up. So you can kind of give them a little credit for being at least intellectually honest, if not morally repugnant.
Right.
But the leadership backed off, at least temporarily, and said, well, we don't want political violence. Yes, he's Hitler. Yes, he is a destruction to everything you know about democracy. He's a fascist. He's a dictator. But we wish him well. Like, you're being intellectually dishonest when you say that, which means one of two things. You don't actually wish him well, or you were lying about the threat that he poses the whole time, which I think...
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
Because what they're really saying is, we don't like political violence that we can't spin in our favor.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, because they don't mind political violence. That's why Antifa exists. All of these people who are basically the product of the 60s radicals, the ends always justifies the means. And so they'll pick and choose. I'm okay with this violence because I can use that. This violence, well, that may blow back on me. So I'm going to distance myself, but deep down, I still want chaos because that's the end result. I mean, well, that's what Marxists, that's what radicals, that's what they want, is to break down the system.
That's all, yeah, and that's what you have to do to break down really any system that's in place, mm-hmm. is you have to create chaos in it to shake it loose and then replace it.
Yeah, and if you have to take out somebody to do it, then it's justified because you're the alternative that you've created in the minds of all these frothing progressives is so awful that anything is acceptable. Everything's on the table. And so even when people were coming out right after saying, oh, we have to tone it down, they're disingenuous because everything else, every other action they take and they have taken since 2016 and beyond, even before that, is the exact opposite.
We're right back to usual with the rhetoric, right?
Yes.
I mean, my argument was the speeches made by Joe Biden on that Sunday lasted Sunday. Mm-hmm. By Monday, the RNC started. J.D. Vance was announced that day,
yep.
as the VP pick, and it was over. Actually, I don't even have to hypothesize that it was over. Literally that Monday, Joe Biden went out and did an interview in which he called Trump a dictator again.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he's trying to do that. I mean, he's clearly, like, gone, but...
It's hard to get somebody that old and senile to forget the talking points.
And switch.
That he's been driving home for the last whatever.
I do want to talk to you about conspiracy theories.
I love it.
Previous segment, Roy, you mentioned that immediately in the aftermath of the Trump assassination attempt, there were conspiracy theories that were popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me about what you mentioned is that I had not heard those until maybe the day we were talking about it. Mm. Because I had heard plenty, and you can get on Twitter and you can see most of what you're going to see published by people who are pushing conspiracy theories. And I don't mean that negatively. Like, they're just on board with, I think something's up here. It has been that the Secret Service / whoever / the DOJ, FBI, whoever, were all, or at least some of them, were in on allowing an assassination to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of what I've seen talked about, even though it's on the internet, that's where I've seen it. But you brought up the opposite side. And it wasn't until somebody here in the building in Odyssey, who is not on the radio, mm-hmm. she's just somebody in the office who will come to me, and she is an avowed independent. I think she leans Democrat, but I think she's also very open to just hearing things. And she likes to come to me every month or two and just be like, Okay. Here's what I'm thinking, you know? And she just bounces this stuff off of me. And I love it. And then we talk, and obviously I'm a little more plugged in than she is. So I'll say, well, here's what really happened. Because she likes to talk about the conspiracy stuff, you know? Which a lot of it's fun. I don't want to say it's fun, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about serious topics, you're not like, it's fun.
Right.
But, I mean, it's engaging. And so it wasn't until she came to me that I heard anybody say the conspiracy theory that you said Democrats had jumped on right away.
Right.
Which was
that this was a PR stunt by the Trump people.
Yeah.
Just to get attention and to drive up his poll numbers. And it was, I mean, just the people coming out, oh, it's so obviously a PR stunt.
I cannot believe that. See, I've never heard anybody say that outside of just personal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen that in media?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember where?
It was
on the spot here.
It was on the YouTube quick things.
Okay, so that kind of media. Not media.
Yeah, not a major network.
Web stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just man on the street kind of stuff, talking to people right after it happened. Biden supporters. And it was almost universal Biden supporters.
That is good to know, because I thought this girl, when she sat down with me, we were talking about something else, and she goes, "Let me go in your office. Let me ask you about something." And I'm like, "Okay." So she says, and I said, "Is it okay if I talk about this on the radio? I won't say your name," but she's like, "Oh yeah, go ahead. So she says, "Okay, tell me I'm crazy here, but an assassin, a sniper, doesn't miss." And I'm like, you're not aw-. I mean, I can't say they never miss. I mean, Mark Reardon has interviewed a Navy SEAL in the last couple of weeks who said he has missed. Or I don't know if he was a Navy SEAL, but he was a sniper. I assumed he was a SEAL for some reason, but
that's usually like from a mile away, though, not 100.
Yeah, and I think he didn't miss much, but I think he had before. But you know, generally, I would say that's correct. You know, that's their job. They're sharpshooters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't miss. And so she says, "Well, that kid was intended to hit just his ear to play up sympathy." And I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, you're going to bring me assassination conspiracy theories. They'll be the ones that I've heard. She blew me away saying exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I think you're right. I think that is a common...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Conspiracy theories.
I love it.
All right, in a previous segment, Roy, you mentioned that immediately in the aftermath of the Trump assassination attempt, there were conspiracy theories that were popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me about what you mentioned is that I had not heard those until maybe the day we were talking about it. Mm. Because I had heard plenty, and you can get on Twitter and you can see most of what you're going to see published by people who are pushing conspiracy theories. And I don't mean that negatively. Like, they're just on board with, I think something's up here. It has been that the Secret Service slash whoever slash the DOJ, FBI, whoever, were all, or at least some of them, were in on allowing an assassination to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of what I've seen talked about, even though it's on the internet, that's where I've seen it. But you brought up the opposite side. And it wasn't until somebody here in the building in Odyssey, who is not on the radio, mm-hmm. she's just somebody in the office who will come to me, and she is an avowed independent. I think she leans Democrat, but I think she's also very open to just hearing things. And she likes to come to me every month or two and just be like, okay, here's what I'm thinking, you know? And she just bounces this stuff off of me. And I love it. And then we talk, and obviously I'm a little more plugged in than she is. So I'll say, well, here's what really happened. Because she likes to talk about the conspiracy stuff, you know, which a lot of it's fun. It's, I mean, I don't want to say it's fun, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about serious topics, you're not like, it's fun.
Right.
But I mean, it's engaging. And so it wasn't until she came to me that I heard anybody say the conspiracy theory that you said Democrats had jumped on right away.
Right.
Which was
that this was a PR stunt by the Trump people.
Yeah.
Just to get attention and to drive up his poll numbers. And it was, I mean, just the people coming out, oh, it's so obviously a PR stunt.
I cannot believe that. See, I've never heard anybody say that outside of just personal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen that in media?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember where?
it was
on the spot here.
It was on the YouTube quick things.
Okay, so that kind of media. Not media.
Yeah, not a major network.
Web stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just man on the street kind of stuff, talking to people right after it happened, to Biden supporters. And it was almost universal Biden supporters.
That is good to know, because I thought this girl, when she sat down with me, we were talking about something else, and she goes, let me go in your office. Let me ask you about something. And I'm like, okay. So she says, and I said, is it okay if I talk about this on the radio? I won't say your name, but she's like, oh yeah, go ahead. So she says, okay, tell me I'm crazy here. But an assassin, a sniper, doesn't miss. And I'm like, you're not off. I mean, I can't say they never miss. I mean, Mark Reardon has interviewed a Navy SEAL in the last couple of weeks who said he has missed.
Hmm.
Or I don't know if he was a Navy SEAL, but he was a sniper. I assumed he was a SEAL for some reason. But
that's usually like from a mile away, though, not 100.
Yeah, and I think he didn't miss much, but I think he had before. But, you know, generally, I would say that's correct. You know, that's their job. They're sharpshooters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't miss. And so she says, well, that kid was intended to hit just his ear to play up sympathy. And I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, you're going to bring me assassination conspiracy theories. They'll be the ones that I've heard. She blew me away, saying exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I think you're right. I think that is a common thing that Democrats are saying. And so I picked that apart. And I'm like, look, I love you, but let's talk some politics here. Let's talk even logistics at this point. How do you pull that off? And any conspiracy theory I approach, which I will do. I mean, I am glad to approach anybody's theory about anything, because mm-hmm. a lot of times that's how you find some truth,
right?
Is asking questions. A lot of times it's not the whole ball of wax, but it might be a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's talk about it. I always ask, how many people had to be involved for that to happen? And then how many people have to continue to be involved and continue to not say anything? And if there's money involved, where's it coming from? Who's paying who to keep everybody quiet? Because the more people are involved and the higher the level they're involved, the harder it is to pull off.
Right.
And that's really the case for any conspiracy theory, including this one. So I said, well, how many people would have to have been involved in that? And she said, well, relatively few. And I said, no, it would actually have to be like almost the entire Secret Service would have to be involved for them to allow some random kid to get up on the roof. What it looks like to me personally is absolute negligence. It doesn't look like a conspiracy theory to me, but there are a lot of things that lead to conspiracies that we can talk about separately.
Mm-hmm.
But this one in particular blows my mind that you would say, yes, Trump was, because that's the thing about this one, Trump would have to be in on that conspiracy for him to have just say, yeah, I want at this rally for a 20-year-old kid to climb up on this roof right here. And I'll know he's over there, so I'll turn my head at the last second and have him shoot my ear off. Like, that's the level that you'd have to be involved, along with all of the Secret Service who'd have to also be involved.
Yeah.
For that to happen. And this kid, as far as we know, had zero training.
Right.
He picked up his dad's AR-15 and a ladder and went out on this roof. Now, that also brings up a lot of other questions.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. But the one that Trump was in on it and chose to have his ear shot off from 160 yards away, what I said to her was, okay, let's say that, yeah, he was in intense sniper training for years before his 20th birthday somehow. And he was in on this, and all these people were training him and saying, this is how it's going to go down. Okay, let's say all that actually is somehow possible. Then he gets up on that roof, and even if you are an amazing shot, but he clearly was not going to be that great. There's no way you can be that young and be that trained. Like, there's just not time enough for you to be
right
to that trained. But let's say he was fairly well trained. Let's say that even from that distance, there's a 1 in 100 chance that Trump doesn't turn his head at the right exact moment and that shot goes off and it does hit Trump in the head. For Trump to be in on that, I said to her, I said, her name, I won't say it. I said, let me put out 100 shot glasses. One of them, all 99 of them have whiskey in them. One of them has poison. You pick one. Would you take it? I'm going to pay $1 million to take one. She goes, I don't know. I mean, point proven.
Yeah.
You're not going to gamble with your own life, even if the chances are pretty low.
Shoot the closest thing to my head.
Yes.
Without hitting my head.
But I wanted to, because you had mentioned it in the past, I wanted to bring that up because we hadn't talked about it. How crazy of a theory that would have to be. Now, some of the conspiracy theories, like this kid's, didn't have any political leanings. Like, he had just two little things they can find in his entire past that had anything to do with politics. So he'd never written a blog. He didn't leave a manifesto. He did nothing. Like, it's weird. Regardless of whether you believe in any conspiracy theories, it's weird that this kid did this.
Yeah.
And was able to get away with it.
Right.
Like, those are legitimate questions to be asking. But the one that involves Trump saying, yes, please have this 20-year-old kid shoot off my ear for sympathy so that I can win, is nutty.
Right. I mean, just, he didn't need the sympathy vote.
He's already winning. That was my point to her, too, is I'm like, he's already leading the polls. He just did this debate. Why would he need to do that?
All of the Democrats are calling for Biden to drop out.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. It's just silly.
It's amazing the lengths that people will go to be like, you know what, though? And this is what it always is. And this happens with everybody to an extent. I already believe this. Mm-hmm. How do I shape my worldview around this?
Yeah.
But the lengths that you're willing to go to do it, at some point you got to go, okay, like, I'll set aside my preconceived notions for a second and admit that maybe I was wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all have to do that just be intellectually honest enough to try that.
Yeah, I think on the other side of it, too, the conspiracy theories the other way. You have the government has sort of made their own bed here. Is that they've created an environment where there's a distrust,
yeah,
especially of the DOJ and Homeland Security and CIA and FBI. You know, that it's going to be easier for people to, I already have this worldview, like you said, you can't trust the FBI. You can't trust the Secret Service. You can't trust the DOJ. Look at what they've been doing last year.
There's an actual record of those agencies being hyper-partisan against Republicans, and specifically against Trump.
Right.
So there actually is evidence for that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that that is what this is. It just means that there is a place to come from where that actually has happened and is true.
Right.
So coming to a conclusion from those things actually is based on some real facts.
Right.
Whereas the other thing is insane.
They've just bought into the Trump bad.
Yes.
And therefore, I'll believe anything.
I wish I had time to go into some of the other things that we then talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to kind of keep it focused on the assassination attempt. Again, just to conclude the point, that was a moment to me that I actually sat down with my son, and I'll probably play this at some point. And I said, you need to remember this moment. You're 10 years old. The president of the United States was almost just assassinated. That's all we knew at the time, because that was on that Saturday. And within an hour, I was watching news. We got to our hotel. I was watching news, just taking it all in, and really was like borderline emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out my phone, and I did a 5-minute interview with my son. I said, how are you feeling right now? And I recorded it because I said, I want to keep that forever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play a part of that at some point. I don't know. I feel like I got to ask him first.
Yeah.
But I do have that. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. Last segment of the show, I wanted to save the best for last because you know how much I love polling, and it's become pretty much a joke. But I really do like it. It's these moments that I really can dissect and jump into these things in ways that I think are important. And so when you see big headlines like, oh, Harris doing much better than Biden in the polls and things like that, I look at that and go, oh, okay, is that true? Because I don't really ever trust the news anymore, let alone a headline written by somebody who's just looking for clicks. But even the news itself is usually not real accurate until you look at the study itself. Like you look at the poll, and I know that a lot of people can't do that. Well, you can, you just don't have time. And maybe you've never... You don't really know what you're looking at once you open 75 pages worth of data and Excel sheets or whatever. But they do publish those for a reason, for people like me and you, if you want to dive in and see, well, what's the methodology? How are they weighting this, most importantly? So I had this conversation with Ryan Recker on Wednesday. Wednesday was really when the first polls were hitting after Harris had announced and Biden had dropped out. It takes a couple days to catch up. So this is some detailed analysis on those polls that maybe you've seen the headlines that suggest that Harris is doing great. Let's dive in and then talk about what's happened since Wednesday on the other side of this.
Wiggins America.
That is wonderful news.
What you see may be different than some of the headlines you see on these major news websites.
This is why it's so important to be able to dive into polls to find out how they're doing them. And not just how, but really, most importantly, who are they polling and how are they weighting the poll? Because you can do a lot with a couple little numbers there, and that is easy to overlook unless you dive into the crosstabs, which I was doing all morning and actually have been doing a little bit during the show because a new one dropped. But the big one that made all the headlines is the Reuters Ipsos poll that is the first, and they were saying this, and it was true, the first poll released since Kamala Harris became the candidate for the Democrats has Harris up by 2. And if you've been watching all the polling, Trump's been up in all of, and this is a national poll, okay? So this isn't a state poll, which is really what matters. But these national polls, they kind of give you a gauge on the way people are feeling. And all of a sudden, Harris declares her candidacy, and she's up by two. It's the only one we've seen with a Democrat up. It's got to be that Kamala Harris has changed the game.
It's the Kamala Harris poll? Is that what you said it was?
No, it's the Reuters poll.
Reuters poll, okay.
Reuters Ipsos. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. I would have expected there might have been a little bit of bump, but just excitement bump that they got. So I dove into this poll and was looking at the results and why did Kamala Harris seem to jump up from her previous Reuters poll, because they were asking this question. They've been asking the question about Harris for a while now. Ever since the debate, it became a good poll question because, hey, maybe it's not Joe Biden anymore. And here we are. So here's what's flawed about this poll that is making national news. It was yesterday, even this morning, was the Reuters poll has Harris up. Mm-hmm. They oversampled Democrats. So instead of it being even, you know, you have 36% Republicans, 36% Democrats, and whatever left of independents is usually the way they do it. And they always oversample independents in these things. They just always do. Not just them. Everybody. Don't know why they do it. Reuters oversampled Democrats in this poll by 6 points.
Okay.
And still only had Harris up by two.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go, well, okay, but the most important thing is how do they compare it to previous polls that they've done on the same topic, not with Biden, but with Harris. So if you look back to the beginning of July, Reuters released one that was, okay, Trump versus Harris, who would you hypothetically vote for? Because at that time, she didn't have the nomination. Well, at that time, it was Trump plus one. And so they're looking at these and going, oh, wow, look, she's flipped 3 points. She's gained 3 points. Well, guess what? If you look into the methodology of both of those polls from the same pollster, Reuters, mm-hmm. you find that in early July, they weighted it Democrats plus three.
Oh, okay.
Now they weighted Democrats plus six. Where do you think those three? Where do you think those three percentage points came from? They just weighted it plus three more. That's it. So nothing, according to their poll, nothing has changed in this race since she declared. Isn't that amazing? That should be the headline, but it's not.
I know what Donald Trump would say. They're weighting it based on Joe Biden's handicap in golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, you have to give her a handicap. So let's look at the numbers. When they weigh the polls a certain way, do they take that into consideration when they come out with the numbers? Or is it just, okay, we're going to take everything that we got and then punch it in and then just output? Or do they actually scale back some of the extra Democrat votes that came in?
They can weight them. And this one, like I said, they have been, and traditionally this is true. Traditionally, yeah. You do have a little bit more of a Democrat turnout in a national election than you do Republicans. It's why you see a national popular vote win by Democrats, but a Republican could still win because of the Electoral College. Not always, but sometimes. So they do tend to weight it, but usually the good ones, they weight it by about what the margin has been in actual elections. You say, okay, if Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2% more than Donald Trump or whatever, however you find it, then you weight that for the next poll and you say, okay, we'll have 2% more Democrat turnout. A lot of these polls, though, they start projecting and saying things like, well, we think that this is the way it's going to go. And so we think right now, amazingly, Reuters has been saying, we think that we'll have 3% more Democrats turnout than Republicans. Now, that already is a stretch.
That's a stretch.
But to move it to be 6% more Democrats will turn out in this election than Republicans, and you still only have Harris by plus two. It's saying a lot. And since we're already on the topic, let me jump to a different one because we're talking about this Reuters one simply because it's making so much news. Mm-hmm. NPR and PBS, Marist, released one today also. And it's the second one that's come out since Harris has been the candidate. The last time they did this, it was Trump plus one. And they have Democrats weighted by plus three. Mm-hmm. They did the exact same thing this time. I'll give them credit for at least being consistent, and it's still Trump plus one. Nothing's changed. So there's two polls in a row since she's declared her candidacy that if you really dig into the numbers, literally the exact same as with Joe Biden.
Wow. Wiggins America.
And by the way, at the very end of that segment, I didn't want to play the entire thing because at the very end, I correct myself. I actually misquoted the Insider Advantage poll to say that it was even. Here is what it says if you dive into it. It's a Marist poll, sorry. At the end, I was talking about that. July 12th, so this is before Biden has dropped out, they said, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, which one would you pick? At that point, voters chose Harris by 1 point. So very close. Now, since she has declared her actual candidacy, she's dropped 5 points. Trump has dropped a little bit, but now Trump leads by 1 point. So it's a 2-point swing in favor of Trump since she declared her candidacy. That's kind of a big deal. I want to also point out that a CNN poll has come out since then, and this is kind of catching you up on everything, and some swing state polls, which is really all that matters. The CNN poll was a national poll, and all those ones I just talked about were national polls. They're less important, but they give you an idea of sort of the general rule of thumb of things. How are things going? Overall, not much has changed. However, you do see, and I could see this from the CNN poll, that it looks like traditional Democrat voting blocks, which would be younger voters, and then in their words, people of color, which I wish they would define that a little bit more, because I was looking at historical trends of people of color voting patterns, and it's really hard because everybody defines that differently. But it looks like those two traditional Democrat voting blocks were not showing up for Biden as much, and they're showing up a little bit more for Harris. Like, there's a little more excitement. Those weren't going to be people who showed up for Donald Trump anyway. But if you see any increase anywhere, it's probably younger voters or people of color who are showing up a little bit more. Now, I don't want to dive into all. There's so much here. I mean, I look at so much data that it's hard to parse out everything all at once. But I will say that Donald Trump, from my analysis, looking at historical trends, still is sitting, and this is the CNN poll, still is sitting at about 30% with people of color, even after Harris has declared. That drops him down by a point or two, but not a whole lot. So it looks like she's gained from people who are just not showing up. He hasn't really lost, which means that he is carrying a higher people of, again, the phrase, people of color vote than any Republican in my lifetime, still, after she's declared. One last thing before we go, because this is why we're here, right? To talk about the numbers a little bit and see how Harris is doing, because the narrative is out there. You've seen it. Even that CNN poll I was just talking about, the headline of that is like Harris doing great or Harris really catching up or something like that. And I look at the crosstabs and I'm like, it's just not true, because even in their poll, they still had Trump leading. Anyway, the swing states are what matters. And so it looks like in most swing states across the board, and there's been, it's hard to compare each one to each one because there are just so many. I've been trying to, but it's hard to keep up. There's so much data. It looks like that in states where those voting blocks that I just mentioned, younger voters, people of color, where they're not as big a numbers, the numbers are pretty much flat. You're talking about states like Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin. The numbers in those swing states, probably New Hampshire if you want to include that one, are pretty much the same. Trump versus Harris, Trump versus Biden hasn't moved. You have seen a little bit of movement in states like Michigan, in states like Georgia. Trump's still leading in those states, but she's chipped away a little bit of that lead that people were just not even showing up for. So, as usual, we're going to be talking about a turnout election. Who's going to actually show up? I personally think that between now and when early voting starts, and really election day starts, because people who are not as engaged don't do early voting. It's your really engaged voters who do early voting. Well, they're in the bag anyway, which means you should early vote. You know, that saves your party a lot of money when you early vote, because then they don't have to spend gobs and gobs and send you all the letters and stuff in the mail. Hey, that's one reason to do it right there. You stop getting letters for the most part in the mail. But those people are kind of baked in. It's the election day people, November 5th, that the turnout will affect the most. And I just don't see between now and then, and this is, again, personal, this isn't data-based, this is just my personal gut, I don't see those people being super fired up by then about Harris. She's just not that great of a candidate. Last segment of the show, I wanted to save the best for last because you know how much I love polling, and it's become pretty much a joke, but I really do like it. It's these moments that I really can dissect and jump into these things in ways that I think are important. And so when you see big headlines like, oh, Harris doing much better than Biden in the polls and things like that, I look at that and go, oh, okay, is that true? Because I don't really ever trust the news anymore, let alone a headline written by somebody who's just looking for clicks. But even the news itself is usually not real accurate until you look at the study itself. Like you look at the poll, and I know that a lot of people can't do that. Well, you can, you just don't have time. And maybe you've never, you don't really know what you're looking at once you open 75 pages worth of data and Excel sheets or whatever. But they do publish those for a reason, for people like me and you, if you want to dive in and see, well, what's the methodology? What are they, how are they weighting this, most importantly? So I had this conversation with Ryan Recker on Wednesday. Wednesday was really when the first polls were hitting after Harris had announced and Biden had dropped out. It takes a couple days to catch up. So this is some detailed analysis on those polls that maybe you've seen the headlines that suggest that Harris is doing great. Let's dive in and then talk about what's happened since Wednesday on the other side of this.
Wiggins America.
That is wonderful news.
What you see may be different than some of the headlines you see on these major news websites.
This is why it's so important to be able to dive into polls to find out how they're doing them. And not just how, but really, most importantly, who are they polling and how are they weighting the poll? Because you can do a lot with a couple little numbers there, and that is easy to overlook unless you dive into the crosstabs, which I was doing all morning and actually have been doing a little bit during the show because a new one dropped. But the big one that made all the headlines is the Reuters Ipsos poll that is the first, and they were saying this, and it was true, the first poll released since Kamala Harris became the candidate for the Democrats has Harris up by 2. And if you've been watching all the polling, Trump's been up in all of, and this is a national poll, okay? So this isn't a state poll, which is really what matters. But these national polls, they kind of give you a gauge on the way people are feeling. And all of a sudden, Harris declares her candidacy, and she's up by 2. It's the only one we've seen with a Democrat up. It's got to be that Kamala Harris has changed the game.
It's the Kamala Harris poll? Is that what you said it was?
No, it's the Reuters poll.
Reuters poll, okay.
Reuters Ipsos. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. I would have expected there might have been a little bit of bump, just excitement bump that they got. So I dove into this poll and was looking at the results and why did Kamala Harris seem to jump up from her previous Reuters poll, because they were asking this question. They've been asking the question about Harris for a while now. Ever since the debate, it became a good poll question because, hey, maybe it's not Joe Biden anymore. And here we are. So here's what's flawed about this poll that is making national news. It was yesterday, even this morning, was the Reuters poll has Harris up. Mm-hmm. They oversampled Democrats. So instead of it being even, you know, you have 36% Republicans, 36% Democrats, and whatever left of independents is usually the way they do it. And they always oversample independents in these things. They just always do. Not just them. Everybody. Don't know why they do it. Reuters oversampled Democrats in this poll by 6 points.
Okay.
And still only had Harris up by 2.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go, well, okay, but the most important thing is how do they compare it to previous polls that they've done on the same topic, not with Biden, but with Harris. So if you look back to the beginning of July, Reuters released one that was, okay, Trump versus Harris, who would you hypothetically vote for? Because at that time, she didn't have the nomination. Well, at that time, it was Trump plus 1. And so they're looking at these and going, oh, wow, look, she's flipped 3 points. She's gained 3 points. Well, guess what? If you look into the methodology of both of those polls from the same pollster, Reuters, you find that in early July, they weighted it Democrats plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Now they weighted Democrats plus 6. Where do you think those where do you think those 3 percentage points came from? They just weighted it plus 3 more. That's it. So nothing, according to their poll, nothing has changed in this race since she declared. Isn't that amazing? That should be the headline, but it's not.
I know what Donald Trump would say. They're weighting it based on Joe Biden's handicap in golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, you have to give her a handicap. So let's look at the numbers. When they weigh the polls a certain way, do they take that into consideration when they come out with the numbers, or is it just, okay, we're going to take everything that we got and then punch it in and then just output? Or do they actually scale back some of the extra Democrat votes that came in?
They can weight them. And this one, like I said, they have been, and traditionally this is true. Traditionally, yeah, you do have a little bit more of a Democrat turnout in a national election than you do Republicans. It's why you see a national popular vote win by Democrats, but a Republican could still win because of the Electoral College. Not always, but sometimes. So they do tend to weight it, but usually the good ones, they weight it by about what the margin has been in actual elections. You say, okay, if Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2% more than Donald Trump or whatever, however you find it, then you weight that for the next poll and you say, okay, we'll have 2% more Democrat turnout. A lot of these polls, though, they start projecting and saying things like, well, we think that this is the way it's going to go. And so we think right now, amazingly, Reuters has been saying, we think that we'll have 3% more Democrats turn out than Republicans. Now, that already is a stretch.
That's a stretch.
But to move it to be 6% more Democrats will turn out in this election than Republicans, and you still only have Harris by plus two, it's saying a lot. And since we're already on the topic, let me jump to a different one, because we're talking about this Reuters one simply because it's making so much news. Mm-hmm. NPR and PBS, Marist, released one today also. And it's the second one that's come out since Harris has been the candidate. The last time they did this, it was Trump plus one. And they have Democrats weighted by plus three. Mm-hmm. They did the exact same thing this time. I'll give them credit for at least being consistent. And it's still Trump plus one. Nothing's changed. So there's two polls in a row since she's declared her candidacy that, if you really dig into the numbers, literally the exact same as with Joe Biden.
Wow. Wiggins America.
And by the way, at the very end of that segment, I didn't want to play the entire thing because at the very end, I correct myself. I actually misquoted the Insider Advantage poll to say that it was even. Here is what it says if you dive into it. It's a Marist poll, sorry. At the end, I was talking about that. July 12th, so this is before Biden has dropped out, they said, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, which one would you pick? At that point, voters chose Harris by 1 point. So very close. Now, since she has declared her actual candidacy, she's dropped 5 points. Trump has dropped a little bit, but now Trump leads by 1 point. So it's a 2-point swing in favor of Trump since she declared her candidacy. That's kind of a big deal. I want to also point out that a CNN poll has come out since then, and this is kind of catching you up on everything, and some swing state polls, which is really all that matters. The CNN poll was a national poll, and all those ones I just talked about were national polls. They're less important, but they give you an idea of sort of the general rule of thumb of things. How are things going? Overall, not much has changed. However, you do see, and I could see this from the CNN poll, that it looks like traditional Democrat voting blocks, which would be younger voters, and then, in their words, people of color, which I wish they would define that a little bit more, because I was looking at historical trends of people of color voting patterns, and it's really hard because everybody defines that differently. But it looks like those two traditional Democrat voting blocks were not showing up for Biden as much, and they're showing up a little bit more for Harris. Like, there's a little more excitement. Those weren't going to be people who showed up for Donald Trump anyway. But if you see any increase anywhere, it's probably younger voters or people of color who are showing up a little bit more. Now, I don't want to dive into all. There's so much here. I mean, I look at so much data that it's hard to parse out everything all at once. But I will say that Donald Trump, from my analysis, looking at historical trends, still is sitting, and this is the CNN poll, still is sitting at about 30% with people of color, even after Harris has declared. That drops him down by a point or two, but not a whole lot. So it looks like she's gained from people who are just not showing up. He hasn't really lost, which means that he is carrying a higher people of, again, the phrase, people of color vote than any Republican in my lifetime, still, after she's declared. One last thing before we go, because this is why we're here, right? To talk about the numbers a little bit and see how Harris is doing, because the narrative is out there. You've seen it. Even that CNN poll I was just talking about, the headline of that is like Harris doing great or Harris really catching up or something like that. And I look at the crosstabs and I'm like, it's just not true, because even in their poll, they still had Trump leading. Anyway, the swing states are what matters. And so it looks like in most swing states across the board, and there's been, it's hard to compare each one to each one because there are just so many. I've been trying to, but it's hard to keep up. There's so much data. It looks like that in states where those voting blocks that I just mentioned, younger voters, people of color, where they're not as big a numbers, the numbers are pretty much flat. You're talking about states like Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin. The numbers in those swing states, probably New Hampshire if you want to include that one, are pretty much the same. Trump versus Harris, Trump versus Biden hasn't moved. You have seen a little bit of movement in states like Michigan, in states like Georgia. Trump's still leading in those states, but she's chipped away a little bit of that lead that people were just not even showing up for. So, as usual, we're going to be talking about a turnout election. Who's going to actually show up? I personally think that between now and when early voting starts, and really election day starts, because people who are not as engaged don't do early voting. It's your really engaged voters who do early voting. Well, they're in the bag anyway, which means you should early vote. You know, that saves your party a lot of money when you early vote, because then they don't have to spend gobs and gobs and send you all the email, all the letters and stuff in the mail. Hey, that's one reason to do it right there. You stop getting letters for the most part in the mail. But those people are kind of baked in. It's the election day people, November 5th, that the turnout will affect the most. And I just don't see between now and then, and this is, again, personal, this isn't data-based, this is just my personal gut, I don't see those people being super fired up by then about Harris. She's just not that great of a candidate. Now, I could be wrong about that, but even in her interviews and her rallies and stuff, you know, you see her speak and you hear the things that she's sharing, her policies, they're super far left. They're left of Joe Biden, and that stuff's going to come out. It already is. So I just don't see there being a tremendous kind of like average voter turnout for Kamala Harris. Will there be for Donald Trump? I don't know. I think so, but that's just me. We'll end there. Hopefully you take something away from at least the data. You don't have to listen to my opinion. But you are here on Wiggins America, so maybe that's why you tuned in. I sure hope it is. You can get the podcast and listen to this whole episode by typing in Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.